Hello, everybody. My name is Adeline. I'm 21 years old, and I began my journey in missions in 2018 on my first trip to Mozambique. And I started full-time missions in 2020 when I did MDT. Growing up in a Christian household, I've always known about the Lord and I've always been grown up in a Christian way. My household has actually always been a church building from my grandparents, and then when they passed on, my uncle. And we've always had kids' ministry and women's ministry at my house. So, I've just grown up in a Christian environment, and I don't exactly remember when I really gave my life to Jesus, but I know that I've just grown into it and always been groomed in that kind of area. I was baptized when I was 14, and I officially made the decision that I wanted to be involved in missions when I was 18 years old. Since a very young age, I've also been involved in ministry with my parents. Specifically, kids ministry is what I've become very passionate about over the years. When I was about 7 years old, my mom started kids ministry from our home, and we'd have kids from the community coming in, and that's how we would share the gospel through song, through games and crafts and all kinds of fun stuff. And over the past 2 years, I've become very passionate about this and really wanting to see the kids in our community grow. I've also been involved in youth ministry, with drama and a whole bunch of other stuff. I'm a very creative person, so that's the way I like to do ministry as well. I was officially introduced to OM in 2016 when the ship docked at the Durban Harbour and I visited the ship. But OM has always been a part of my family and the churches that we go to. Growing up, I attended a church that always hosted people from the ships, specifically the Doulos ship at the time, and many missionaries from all across the world. So I was exposed to it for praying for them and remembering them all the time. So I was officially introduced in 2016, and when the ship came, I instantly kind of fell in love with the work that they do and really wanted to be involved. Being in school at the time, I didn't think about it too much, but I just continued to pray about it. And God eventually led me there in 2019, and that's when I made the decision to join OM and be a part of this journey. Going to mission discipleship training last year, one of the main things that I asked God for is that I wanted to be challenged. I felt that I was at a point where I was ready to surrender my all to Him and give my life for the cause of His glory, but I also did it under my own conditions. And I said, Lord, I know you want me to go, but I'll only do it for 2 years. And after that, I'd really love to come home and be back here. But one of the challenges I've faced is that I've had to learn how to let go of materialistic things, of even emotions and people that are attached to me, and actually say, God, I surrender it all to you and I allow you to work into my life. And going into MDT, I had the attitude of, God, I'll do it under my own time and my circumstances that I want. And coming out of MDT, I actually came home with the mindset of, God, you use my life the way you want it because you've given me this life. And I've come to a point of surrender where I've said, whatever you want to do and whatever timing that you have planned for me, I'll just follow where you lead. Being a part of this journey, I've definitely faced disappointments. I think the most recent one is not being able to go to the ship, as we were supposed to leave in September 2020 and then January 2021, and it's been pushed twice. So I think for me personally, I'm in a phase where I'm trying to be content with God's plan and understand His control over the whole situation. It is disappointing because you get yourself excited and you're ready to go, and you're like, okay, God, I'm ready to be on the field and I'm ready to do things for your glory and be full time and involved. And then things just happen that prevent you from getting to where you think you need to be. So that has been a disappointment. But I've come to realize that everything is in God's control. And if He wants us to go, He will allow us to go, but also in His timing. There's definitely so much of joy in being involved in OM and full-time ministry with them as well. I think one of the most amazing thing is that we become family. We become a community of people who all have the same passion and desire to see the nations experience God in such an incredible way. So yeah, of course, there's joy. It's just so amazing to see how people can come together to encourage one another, to uphold each other in prayer. If I have a prayer request, then I can just go to a friend and say, hey, can you pray for me? And they can come to me and do the exact same. So it's just building this network and this community that we can pray together and support each other and build one another up as we all support each other on this journey. And we're not all on the same journey. We're all in different journeys, going to different places, doing different things, but all with the exact same goal. So I think that's something that brings me the greatest joy, is to know that I'm in a place where I can be supported by the people around me, and we all have that same vision to go forward. Recently, there's been a song that has been very special to me, and it's called Burn. And the chorus lyrics say, Lord, write me into your great story. Write me into your great song. Take all I have, it's for your glory. One day all else will be gone. And recently this song has been repeating in my head, and I've been listening to it a lot, and the words of the chorus have been sticking with me of, Lord, take all I have, it's for your glory, and write me into your great story. And I've realized that if we allow God to write us into his story, that we need to understand he is in control. And that's also been something that I've learned recently, and still learning, that God is in control of everything. I know we're facing a time where things seem difficult for every one of us, but this song has just encouraged me that if I surrender and give God all control over my life, that I need to allow him to write me into his great story and to leave all control in his hand, to say, take all I have. Because at the end of the day, we all have the one purpose, and that's to allow his name and his word to go out to everybody. And we need to say, Lord, take all I have, it's for your glory, because one day all else will be gone. So I just want to encourage you as well with that, and with Jeremiah 29:11, that God knows the plans he has for us, plans to prosper and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future, and that he knows it all. And whatever you're struggling with, whatever disappointment you're facing, that allow God to use it to encourage you and to motivate you, and so that you can be an encouragement to other people. Thank you very much.